League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening.
With Snooki
and Joey.
Should I call you?
Good morning, everyone.
Hello. I'm very groggy this morning. I'm still in the Hamptons.
Joey is an alcoholic, so we were going to record our podcast yesterday, and then Joey was like, I'm wasted, let's just do it tomorrow.
Well, there was also, technical difficulties on both ends.
I didn't pay my bill, and my wireless wasn't working.
Yeah, so I was waiting for the Wi-Fi to come back on, and I got drunk in the pool, and then I was unresponsive on the side of the pool for quite some time.
So Joey has been in the Hamptons basically drinking every single day, and that's why he sounds like a frog.
I know, and I'm smoking a Juul, and there's all different kinds of Juuls I'll tell you about.
Smoking Juuls, they're so bad for you.
There's so many different ones here, but welcome to the show. happy Jersey.
Happy Jersey, bitches. New episode tonight. If you watched last week, it was Mike's wedding, and tonight is the continuation of the episode, and the boys got wasted.
And they performed. Do they perform the dance routine yet?
Yes. Well, tonight they're going to be performing their dance routine to that rapper from the 90s.
Yeah, he was there.
He actually performed. I'm like, what is going on?
What was his name? Big Daddy Kane? No.
Oh, I don't remember. What was the song? Ice Ice Baby?
Rob Bass. No, it goes, I came to get down. My name's Rob Bass, and I came.
Yes. Yeah, it was Rob Bass at the freaking wedding performing.
That was what a treat.
What a celebrity guest.
I know. I was going to perform, but
you were performing. Joey got wasted and he was dancing on the floor with Milani, and he was literally rolling around the floor and everyone was staring at him.
I know. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I was trying to, like, they were like teaching me dance and we were copying each other, but
no, you were just wasted.
I looked like I was a special person.
You are special.
So not only is this a new episode, but this is also my debut as a hard-hitting journalist. I have gained the exclusive interview.
Oh, you guys, get ready.
With Snooki. If you've been under a rock, you see that she's been under some hardships on the Meteor.
Fuck off.
This week, she was seen wiling out in the Jersey Shore house, screaming in the streets like an animal, and saying she's quitting the show, and we don't know what happened, but new name is Diane Kurakumin Sawyer, Diane Ree Sawyer, pardon. And I will be, I've gained the exclusive interview. Well, Snooki will break her silence, but prior to that, I would like to play some
footage.
Yeah, that I've obtained
from TMZ.
From TMZ, and what you might hear is about to be shocking to.
Yes, everyone brace yourselves.
Hi, girl.
I don't fuck him off. That's why I don't want to do this shit. Leave me alone.
Calm down.
Leave me alone. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm leaving. Why did you fucking do this shit? This fucking asshole. I want to go home to my kids. This is my mom.
Well.
Leave this shit.
What a poor thing.
Poor thing. Let me stop this. How do I stop the footage? Okay. Well, that was disturbing on a few levels, but I know what actually was going on. Now, I don't really know what happened, but why don't you break your silence first and let me know what was going on? What can you tell us? What can you tell us at Kurakumin Exclusive right now?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank everyone for respecting my privacy at this time.
At this difficult time.
This was very difficult for me. No, seriously, I would love to tell you guys what happened, but obviously I want you to watch the show. So, of course, there was a lot of drama at dinner, and being that I just had a baby and it was already difficult enough for me to like go leave and film because he's only 2 months. So I was already having like anxiety about that. So going into filming this time, I was like, all right, I just want to have fun. No freaking drama. Because if I have drama, I know I'm going to freak out. Like my hormones are still crazy from giving birth. So of course there was drama at the dinner table. And the reports are correct. It was with Angelina. She just annoyed the fuck out of me. And I was like, I didn't leave my kids to come here and deal with high school drama. I'm going home to feed my 2-month-old. So I just freaked the fuck out. And plus, I had 2 bottles of wine. So that's why I was freaking out. But you guys, thank you for supporting my decision.
All your letters.
Yes. All my letters, all the flowers that were sent. And thank you guys for being there for me. But you know what? I'm very happy that you know, I was on TMZ because I haven't been on there in a while. And, you know, I was on TMZ for a good fucking thing. I missed my kids and I left for the night.
That's why everybody was going to hit the airwaves. My whole friends and family are contacting me, asking what's going on. And I said, oh, girl, don't let them fool you. She probably just wanted to go home and see her kids. She's like, this is a classic Snoopy move.
Yeah.
So I knew she was fine.
Yeah, I didn't feel like filming and I just freaked out and went home. Thanks, bye.
So you went home, and then when you went back, was everything okay, or did you get another? Was there more drama?
There was a little bit more drama, but everything is, I wouldn't say like okay, but it's like cordial now. So I told everyone in the house, I was like, listen, I just had a baby, my hormones are crazy, and I already have anxiety about leaving my kids. So if there's any drama, please don't direct it towards me because I'm not the one to handle it right now.
Right,
like yeah. I'm a hot mess, I'm a loose cannon.
Did you take a swing at Angelina?
No, I'm not a fighter. You know okay. that. I just scream and throw shit.
Okay.
But I don't know how to punch. I still have to go to Rumble for that.
Oh, right. And we're going to do that new boxing. Me and Nicole found a new boxing gym called Grit, where it's you can drink and do a workout class at the same time.
Yes. So we are going to go do that on my YouTube. But yeah, moving on for me. You know, guys, I'm fine. Everything's great.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just another day at the Jersey Shore house.
Well, this has been lovely. Thank you for being the first guest on my new hard-hitting journalism show.
Yeah, thank you for letting me speak my truth.
And thank you for letting me have the exclusive.
Of course, Diane.
Okay. So let's talk about more of our week. We have a lot of juicy gossip for later. But yeah, so I'm still in the Hamptons. I'm out here, like I said last week, with a bunch of
ew,
kids.
You're dying.
There's like 25 kids here. And they're screaming at all hours of the night.
Birth control.
It's very, very much birth control. And I didn't realize, like, you and Leah are going. Leah just had a baby the same time as Nicole.
Leah.
So she has this baby on her tit 24/7, and she doesn't put it down. Like, if she puts it down, it wiles out, and she can't. So it has to be attached to the tit. So she's literally by the pool. That's why if you see Nicole.
And it's not, like, annoying because it's your baby, and they're always on you, and it's beautiful. But, like, sometimes you just want a break for 5 minutes, and you can't even put the baby down because the baby's so used to you, especially co-sleeping and everything. So I'm doing that with Angelo, and, you know, it's hard for Gianni to, like, take care of Angelo because he's so obsessed with me. So I totally get what she's going through.
Right. And it's, like, so when you see Nicole, like, drinking with the baby attached to her, you can't put her down. It just starts screaming if you put it down.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I have a new respect for all my friends who have these kids because they are parents or saints. These kids.
Hot mess.
It's and then you see like on a vacation setting, it's like, you know, these are my family and friends, so it's fine. But it's like you guys are working really, really hard. And it's like, but otherwise we're having just a family time in the Hamptons. We went out one night because we wanted to do mom's night because the kids
y'all
were screaming
queen.
And they're going to do guys night and girls night. And I told them I don't identify as either, so I was going to go out to guys and girls night. I'm non-binary. Non-binary.
Non-binary, you yeah. Freaking hangover.
Yeah, so wait. I said I'll go to guys night and girls night because I don't have kids and I'll just do both. So for girls night, it was so fun. We're in West Hampton Beach and we went to a place called Dockers. And it was beautiful on the water. And like we had the girls good seafood. We drank like 6 bottles of rosé. And we just had a girls' night out. Like, the girls could not run to the door fast enough. They were like, get me the fuck out of here, these wild kids. And the husbands all stayed home. And then we just went out. And like, it was so much – it was much needed.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, speaking of girls' night, I am having one tonight.
That's right.
So, you guys, I am going to see the Backstreet Boys at the Barclay Center tonight. And I'm going with my girlfriends from high school I grew up with. And I just feel like I'm a 13-year-old girl. I'm going to see a concert, and I'm so excited. I got us a limo, like we're bougie, and it's going to be the funnest girls' night ever. So, if anyone is going to the Backstreet Boys tonight, I will see you there.
In the bathroom.
Yeah, some will be crying together.
Okay, wait. So, BSB, Backstreet Boy.
All right.
That's Aaron Carter's wild brother, right? He's on that show.
Yes, Nick Carter and Brian, AJ, all of them. So I'm really excited to see their moves because I haven't seen them since Vegas, and that was like 3 years ago.
Backstreet Boys. Now, every boy band had like a breakout star, like the Justin Timberlakes and the Nick Lachey's and all the things that. Who was the big guy from there? Was there anyone that was the biggest one?
I would say Nick Carter and Brian. They were like the top two.
Yeah, but they kind of always stuck together. They didn't like one solo artist didn't like bust off and be like "fuck you guys." They were
not like NSYNC.
Yeah, they were like a band of brothers, if you will.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to go to that tonight, and it's gonna be a good time. So watch my story because I'm definitely gonna have a full story of my girls' night.
Yeah. Are you gonna buy a band T-shirt at the gift shop?
I actually ordered Backstreet Boys shirts, so we're all gonna be wearing the same shirt, like we're 12, like fangirling.
Do you think the lights are gonna go down, or are you gonna hear everybody?
Stop! I'm so excited, I cannot, and I'm gonna bring my wine cooler, and it's gonna be a good time.
Oh, how fun!
Me.
What else is going on this week? I had
my Snooki bombs are launching. They're dropping, if you will, this Saturday online, and they're currently in store right now.
Do you have testers out for people to use?
Yes, I have testers, and tomorrow Joey's coming over, and I'm shooting a little promo for my Snooki bomb. So I'm going to do like a funny little commercial about it, and then I'm going to post it and then releasing it Saturday so you guys can buy it online. And hopefully they sell out, and I hope you guys really enjoy them because they're non-toxic. They're cruelty-free. Yeah, they're cruelty-free. The brand that I'm working with is amazing. It's called Glam and Grace. The owner is Amy, and she's just amazing, and her products are amazing, and I just love the brand and what it represents. So it's basically made with
love,
all like shea butters and waxes and stuff like that. So it's all natural, and I've been using it for 3 months now, and my lips are amazing. So I really hope you guys love it. And of course, Joey will do a little review because he is a certified makeup artist.
Yeah, I have a little celebrity, piece of paper. If you will. Wait, so now how many shades did you get? How many shades?
So I got four shades. I have mauve, muted red, dark raisin, and shit, what's the other one?
The pink?
Is this it? No, that's muted red.
That's the name.
All right, well, I have four.
And then you have a lip and cheek tint.
And then, so I didn't even tell the girl about it, but I guess she loves doing lip and cheek tints. So I told her, all right,
I'm going to do first, girl.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I want to do four colored lip balms. And she goes, what about a lip and cheek tint? And I almost fell off my chair. I'm like, that's actually a thing. Lip and cheek tints. I was like, Joey's going to want money for this fucking asshole.
I know. We'll see how they sell. I tried it. It's very, is that the same formula that we tried at your house?
Yeah, it's the same formula.
It's really
and
pretty.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's not too crazy. It's a nice shimmer that goes on top of your lips. It's very moisturizing. So,
film a tutorial using all the products.
Yes, queen. So we'll probably do a video tomorrow as well to show you what to do. But it's very natural, very moisturizing. And you guys are going to love it. You're going to like what you see.
You're going to like what you see. How exciting. Mm-hmm. How much do they cost for one?
So the tinted lip balms are $12 each, And then the shimmer is 20.
Oh, good.
And the shimmer literally lasts for a year.
Yeah.
It's like a little jar and it's perfect and it lasts so long. And even even the lip balms, because it's a big stick. It's kind of like a tampon stick, but it's amazing.
Oh, God. Well.
Yeah, so congratulations to me, guys. I hope you love them.
Snooky balms. Get them
at snookyshop.com.
Get them all your
And hot. In Madison, New Jersey. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how's it going with the move? Did you find a new store in Morristown?
I'm currently looking to move to Morristown. It's a way bigger space, and it's a more pop in town, I feel. But I didn't get anything yet. So I will let you guys know officially if I'm moving or not. But currently, I'm still in Madison, New Jersey.
She's still in negotiations at this point.
Yes. Respect my privacy.
Yes, at this time. So I haven't been home, but my house has been completely cleaned after last week's debacle, after the lady left her wig on my chair.
Yes.
If you don't know about that story, go over to last week's episode and listen. Where the cleaning lady from TaskRabbit,
it was a hot mess,
worked up such a sweat cleaning my dirty house that she had to take her wig off.
And then Joey left a bad review and she got pissed.
Oh my God, she almost beat me up in the review. I didn't know TaskRabbit you can review back. So I wrote a very, very positive, not positive, I was like a very good review saying future people to book her, just know that, you know, there's some things I noticed. So maybe just a forewarning. And then she wrote me back.
Basically, she was the bitch.
She wrote me back saying, you're shady, because if you had a problem, you could have told me to my face. You said, like, your bathroom's never been cleaner. I was like, I was just trying to be polite, bitch.
Yeah. Like, you were actually rude as fuck.
Yeah. So she's not coming back. I said, I will not be having this help out of this woman. I heard she shall remain nameless. I'll call her wig.
Wait. In the comments, did you say that she took her wig off and put it on your chair?
No, I didn't say that because I didn't want to.
I would have said that. I would have been like, she was sweating so much. She put her wig on my chair and I thought it was very unprofessional.
Well, I didn't want to attack her character. I wanted to attack her job.
That's not her character. It's a cleanliness.
I guess.
She's cleaning your house and she's putting her freaking wig on your furniture.
What would you do?
I would have been like, excuse
ma'am?
Me.
Ma'am.
I would have been like a Karen. Can I speak to the manager?
So my house is clean. I'm getting nervous. 1 week until I have sex.
Are you sure you're going to have sex?
Unless something bad happens.
Like, is it 100% that he's coming over to do that?
No, it's not a sex date. It's just a real date. But I'm saying there's a good chance. I mean, I hope that it goes well.
Are you going to put it in him or he puts it in you?
I'm going to put it in him first, but then I might feel horny and want him to put it in me.
No! I was talking
to Leah and everyone. I was like, I haven't had sex literally since 2014.
Yeah, you're going to fucking shit everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. And I just had my house clean. I have all my fancy sheets from Brooklinen.
Oh, no, they're going to be destroyed. I would go to Big Lots and get $6 sheets just in case you ruin
them. That's what I said. What do I do with my comforter? I have a down comforter, a beautiful down comforter. I take that off. I'm like, I'm more worried about the logistics of my house getting messed up from my wild orgy I'm having.
Yeah, and your shit spraying everywhere.
Oh, my God, gross. So I'm going to put, I said, do I put a towel down? She goes, are you on your period? I said, no, but I don't know what comes out. It's been so long. I got to Google.
No, yeah, I would just get like crappy sheets and maybe, you know, like you're a kid and they put the
paper down.
They put the lining on. So if you do pee, it doesn't get on your mattress.
I'm not going to pee on the bed.
Yeah, well, you don't know if you're going to pee shit. You haven't had sex in so long. Everything might just come out. Everything's going to come out, all the fluids. So I would get prepared. You don't want to ruin that next video.
Oh my God, I hope he's not listening. He listened last week and he thought you were
mean to him. I'm just kidding. We're just trying to be funny. We're joking.
Yeah, he said.
But he will probably shit.
He said, I think Nicole thinks I'm a douchebag or something. I said, no.
Oh, what a sin.
But yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just looking forward to my little date. It's going to be really, it's going to be very eye-opening and ass-opening at the same time.
Oh, sick. Good luck.
Thanks, girl.
So are you going to have a popper?
Yeah, I'm going to have poppers for the Angelinas. I'm going to do sick. It so I can relax and receive my gentleman.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What else? We have lots of celeb gossip to get to today.
Okay, go.
Okay. I've been on the computer like the past 2 days just like stalking things out. There's some wild shit going on. I'm going to start with, yes. since we started on a news style front, I'm going to continue with the business gossip. So right now, Todd and Julie Chrisley are
in big trouble. I just saw this.
Big trouble. Like bigger trouble than anyone
occasions.
Else.
Two occasions they're in trouble.
They're more in trouble than the Giudices and the Sorrentinos combined. They're in trouble for doing tax stuff. And they are going to prison for up to 30 years.
And did you hear the new report?
No. What about the kids?
He did. Let me see what the report actually said.
Let me pull this up here.
Mm-hmm. Todd Chrisley accused of extorting daughter with sex tape.
Sex tape?
Yeah. So he's extorting his daughter with a sex tape, supposedly.
Oh, God. Now that's tying into my next story. This couldn't be any more perfect.
This is crazy. I would never extort my kid with a sex tape. Disgusting.
So what? He took a video of. Oh, he has a sex tape of his daughter and he's trying to sell it to get money from her?
Or, to, like, make her do something. I don't know, but, like, who does that to their freaking kid? Who even knows if this is true? But the Chrisleys are in hot water this week.
Well, let's just say the kids are, or like, 21 years old. These aren't child porn charges that they're charged with.
No, but still, a kid is your kid, no matter what.
So, Todd and Julie Chrisley are attempting to sell their mansion for a whopping $4.9 million amid their tax evasion scandal. They have a 6-bedroom, 10-bathroom house on the market. Basically, they were doing money laundering, bank wire fraud. They have 12 counts of, 12 counts of fraud. And their house is, of course, that means like everything they own is going to be like taken away probably. And they have to go to like prison.
Oh my God.
So he was
all right. So here's the situation about the sex thing. So Todd's daughter Lindsay, she's I guess estranged from the family. She filed a police report last month in Georgia, alleging her brother Chase and her father were harassing her and threatening her with a sex tape of her she believed Chase purchased. Why would your brother purchase a sex tape?
These kids, these are strange kids. These are they left the family because they didn't want to be in the spotlight, and then they got like they're strange. They hate them.
Well, this is why they're threatening her. So Todd and Chase threatened to release the sex tape if she didn't lie about a certain incident. So that's basically, they wanted her to lie about the testimony about their tax fraud hot mess situation. So if she didn't lie, they were going to release her sex tape. Like, what the hell?
Oh, Lord. I don't even know what this is all about. I don't have any money, so that's the good part. I don't have to worry about this kind of stuff. Knock, knock on wood. But these people are like, I don't know what they do. They steal money? Is that what they're doing?
They're either doing that or they're not like filing their taxes right, and they're laundering their money somewhere. I have no idea. But what a sin.
30 years. They're both in their late 50s, so they're gonna be locked up forever.
And their show's gonna be canceled. And wow, I wonder what's gonna happen next with their brand. Good luck.
What will happen next, Todd Chrisley? We're going to keep an eye on that story.
Yes. Lindsay on the show.
We can get anyone on the show. We are such a popular podcast.
No one likes us. We have to pay people to be on our show.
Well, just that's Caitlin Marie. I mean, not Caitlin, Sophia. But
I hate her.
Oh, that's what I want to do too. I have all my bookmarks here. Oh God. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot going on. Okay, so I'm going to do another. Let's get all the jail stuff out of the way.
Yes, Queen.
So Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in prison, apparently.
Yes, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about that.
And I know, it's sick to say, but I cannot be more excited for a true crime series about this because I'm all about this.
A true crime documentary.
Oh, girl! So this one's gonna be a juicy one because now there's all this like conspiracy theories.
Yes, queen.
So if you don't know, Jeffrey Epstein is this fancy businessman, and he went to jail for sex trafficking underage girls. So basically, he was finding these underage girls. And holding them, I don't know if he was holding them hostage, but he had all these people doing it. And he was giving them to these big political politicians that he has a list of names, a laundry list of names that he sold underage girls to have sex with too. So including they're looking at Bill Clinton. They're looking at some Prince Harry's uncle or something over.
Prince Harry!
Not him, like that family. Prince Charles's brother or someone wild over there.
I can see that.
Some kind of royal, and a ton of financial business people all around Manhattan and all around the globe, basically. So he has this laundry list of people that he has proof on, this dirt on, that he gave these young girls to have sex with. So he tried to kill himself in a suicide a couple months ago or a month ago, and now he's in prison in Manhattan, a special housing unit of Manhattan Correctional Center in Lower Manhattan, and he was found dead in his jail cell. And the staff tried to revive him. Then they called for an ambulance. And paramedics also tried to revive Epstein, but they said Epstein could be seen using a breathing bag as they wheeled him on a gurney downtown hospital. So this is where the conspiracy theory comes in. People don't really think he's dead.
They don't think he's dead.
No, they said they hung himself. Or no, they think
no,
he's dead.
No, supposedly he got strangled by somebody because they didn't want him to speak.
Oh, that's what it is.
This is what I heard from my reporter friend, Adria, because we are on our way to go to Barry's boot camp. And we were just talking about all this conspiracy from my friend, Adria. And here she is.
Oh, my goodness. I am not a reliable source here. These are things I have heard alleged. Yeah.
Adria, first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Diane. hold on. I'm using Waze and this gives me anxiety. Like, so I'm making a left.
Right. Oh, you're running over this old man.
Oh, my God. I ran over my man. No. So
they're in the field.
I train a woman. Oh, our trainer, Anthony.
I train a woman.
And his mom is very into all these stories. So, yeah, I don't know. There's some something. Even on Elvis Duran this morning, they were saying that it could have been a homicide by strangling.
They don't want him to speak.
And then I read maybe he's still alive and in witness protection and speaking all the truth. But
I think that too.
All alleged. Please don't hold me to anything. So
you'll be safe,
Adria. All I know for truth is there's more out there that we don't know that's going to come out.
Well, I think thank you for your testimony.
Thank you. Yes.
So I heard that also that they were, it was almost a fake death thing because they want he's so powerful that he's trying to get out of this and that's the way out. And they were saying on the way out, they would have had him in a body bag. And because when they wheeled him out, they had his face showing. So they wanted to make sure everyone knew that it was him that they were wheeling out dead.
So would they do a fake face?
No, it was his face. But I think they he was just laying on the gurney sleeping, closed eyes closed.
Oh, my God. Imagine if I had to do that, I would start cracking up.
I know.
faking my death, I would literally crack up.
So people are saying maybe he's faking his death and he's gonna move to those. They got him out. He could pay someone off.
Yeah, secret.
And he could move to Japan and not ever be seen.
Witness protection program.
Yeah,
we will never know the truth of this fucking world and this government. Everything is shady as fuck, and I can't. I literally want to get passports for all my kids. So God forbid shit goes down, we're moving our asses to Canada in the fucking mountains and call it a day.
Oh, my God, Nicole, I forgot to tell you. So I'm in the Hamptons. Speaking of Chile, I'm in the Hamptons.
Hey, Chile. I didn't even say Chile.
I was in the Hamptons, and I went to this place called Margarita Grill. It's called the Margarita Grill.
And this is so off topic.
It's on topic. It's about moving. It's about your – it's kind of off topic, but it ties into your story.
You're still drunk.
So – A girl comes down the steps, and I see a girl waiting at the bottom of the steps, and I can tell already it's happening. So she goes, Joey. I said, yeah. I said, I like you so much. I listen to podcasts, whatever.
Tell her to calm down.
So she goes, and we got our picture, and she was cute. She was the manager, lovely girl.
Is she my sister?
She is your sister. She goes, I'm 31 years old, and I was adopted from Chile. And
Did
I was like,
she look
what?
Like me?
Imagine a little bit. I said you guys were probably in the same hut when they dragged you out.
Stop!
And she was like, I know. I think about it all the time. I'm 31 years old, and I was adopted from Chile the same month.
Does she look like me?
Not exactly like you. She's a little bit more Asian-y looking.
Oh, so then she's not my sister, but we probably were
know
in
each
same,
other.
We were probably in the same hut together.
Yeah,
you're
for
right.
sure.
Yeah.
So she's out there. So we can go visit her at the Margarita Grill in West Hampton. So
does she listen to our podcast?
She listens. Yeah, thank you for taking such good care of us and bringing us endless margaritas.
Oh, hey, sister from Chile.
Oh, God, she's going to freak. So, so that you can move to Chile with your sister for the Margarita Grill, too. So we'll see how the story unfolds. Hopefully there's going to be a true crime documentary about it because I will be all up in that shit, girl.
Yes, queen. Bottle wine and tell me everything.
Okay, now let's have some fun. Caitlin is in the news. Caitlin is doing a tell-all romance about Sophia on a new reality show.
Wait, even before that, it was Kylie's birthday last week.
Oh, I have that written down.
She posted a freaking picture saying, "Kylie, you're my daughter. I love you." It was a picture of Bruce and Kendall. You dumb fuck. Like, yeah. how do you not know what your kids look like?
Well, Caitlyn probably just had an eye lift and she can't see anything.
Clearly, the old bitch, that's Kendall.
The old bat. She's gonna be 70 this year.
Yeah, and then she deleted it right away because she got embarrassed. But I'm like, how embarrassing! Imagine me, like I'm like wishing happy birthday to Lorenzo and I post Giovanna.
Well, that's a boy. I'm like, all the lines are blurred now. I can't say boy.
No, it's non-binary. Thank you.
Yeah. Pardon. So 2 years after they were first spotted together, Caitlyn Marie Jenner had finally ready to tell all on her new romance with her girlfriend, Sophia Hutchins. Snoopy
Online. Did they break up?
No. Because they're showing about what really goes on. It's a reality show. Snoopy.com has gained the exclusive to learn that Caitlyn 69 has signed on as the first star of Lifetime's new reality show, True Love Story, Hollywood Edition. The first season of the series, which premieres November 23rd, will feature the Olympic gold medalist and trans activist, 69, at the Malibu home she shares with 23-year-old partner, Sophia. Hosted by Australia's hit matchmaker, Serena GC, the former I Am Kate and Keeping Up with the Kardashians star will reveal an intimate details about their private relationship with the blonde beauty. Pardon. That's Sophia. So I guess she's speaking out. They're going to have a little tell-all reality show about the in-depth interview about what's really going on. Are they really a couple? Are they just companions or business partners, as they say? We're going to get the shocking tell-all on the new stories on November 23rd.
How crazy.
Looking forward to that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, so Caitlyn and Sophia, we're gonna find out all about their love. What's going on? Are they together? Are they just partners? What the tea is about Caitlyn and Sophia?
Wonderful.
And then while we're on the subject, I'm just gonna get all the Kardashian Kardashian drama right out of the way. So as we know, Kylie Marie was in Italy celebrating her 22nd birthday with Scott Disick and Sophia Richie
and Tyga,
Travis Scott, Stormy, Chris Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay, so I followed this entire party scene. My favorite moments was seeing Chris wasted, and I tagged you in all of them.
Yes,
she was living her best life.
Yeah, so they rented a yacht. It was like not one of the biggest yachts, but it was a very expensive yacht. If you wanted to buy it, it'd be $250 million.
Okay, goodbye.
But so they rented this yacht. And they vacationed it up and had a little party. I'm surprised that the other sisters didn't go, but they got stuff going on.
Yes, queen.
While they were there vacationing in Italy, so everyone was there. And so apparently Chris Kardashian has been nagging Scott and Sophia to get engaged and forcing them to do it on the show. So she's like nagging them, hurry up and do it. We want it for the show. And then they're saying, F off, Chris. We don't feel like doing it. So I have the official statements here. So the trip might be over for the lovers, Kylie and Tiger, whatever his name is.
Travis.
But Sophia and Scott stayed in Italy. So everyone else left and they stayed on the vacation of their own. So as Snoopy.com recently reported, Sophia and Scott spent the weekend celebrating Kylie's 22nd birthday in the European getaway. But after the weekend's festivities, Chris is trying to force them to get engaged. And I think she's too young, first of all. She's only 20 years old.
No, fuck getting engaged. Just live in the moment and enjoy life.
I know, but she's afraid that she needs to have that camera time. So Chris is trying to push Scott to propose on camera so they can capture it. And he's not having any of it. He stole my sources. He wants to do it under his terms, and everyone else is getting really impatient. Scott loves Sophia, but it's obvious he refuses to be forced into anything, the source added.
Mm-hmm.
So, so take your time, Scott. Say ciao to Chris Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian. And screw them.
Okay, moving on.
We'll see how that turns out. But in another Italian getaway scandal, as I reported last week, Caitlyn Jenner, the original Caitlyn Jenner, and Brody, Marie Jenner, are separating. They've gone their separate ways.
What a sin, because I really liked watching them on the Hills. They were so cute. And she's gorgeous, by the way.
So we don't know. This is going to be a plot twist for the show, but I don't think you get a divorce for the show. But
she's stunning.
So now, also another Hollywood couple that's in the spotlight is Miley Marie Cyrus and Liam Marie Hemsworth. They got divorced, too. Or they got separated. They never got married. Now, here's where the twist gets tangled. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, lesbian rendezvous are going on in the Italian coastal town with Caitlyn, the original Caitlyn Jenner, not Caitlyn Marie, and Miley Marie Cyrus having sex on a boat. They're lesbians, and they're having sex.
Yeah, I don't think they're a couple, though. I think they're just having fun. They're both out of a relationship that, you know, they both love their men, but now they're like, it's not working out. Let's just enjoy ourselves. So good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it comes to the territory. I didn't know them. I thought I knew Miley was a swinger, like a lesbian swinger, but I didn't know about that original Caitlyn Marie.
I feel like everyone's a swinger. Let's be serious.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a girlfriend. So, everyone's saying... Liam's been seen around town, very distraught. But you know what? Miley was winding out. And apparently, the reason they got kind of put the nail in the coffin was at the Met Gala. She was winding out for the cameras. And he hates when she wiles out for the cameras because that's not the Miley he knows at home. And she really hams it up. And at the Met Gala, she was like licking his face on the red carpet. It's almost like you and Gianni. Like, you don't wile out.
Oh my God, yes. Gianni would kill me if I licked his face on the carpet.
Yeah, so he's like very shy. So he's like, so she was like licking her face and grabbing her crotch and taking pictures. And he's like, "That you are not like this at home. You're acting for cameras and it's gross." So he told her he didn't like that. And that was kind of the final straw that broke the camel's back. Was it the Met
Gala? Calm down.
So, our prayers and thoughts are with both parties. I'm just,
respect their privacy and let them be lesbians.
Yeah. At this time, speaking of lesbians, Bella Thorne is in the news because she is a porn director now.
Not surprised.
So Bella Thorne, we know her. She's that wild out, you know, attention starved hoe. She's like, she has red hair and she's from.
Yeah, I don't like her ever since that rendezvous I had with her in LA.
The Disney starlet.
Calm down.
So the child model turned actress, singer, and author, Bella Thorne, announced on Tuesday she's making her directorial debut on Pornhub. She says, and I quote,
wait, is she performing?
No, she's the director.
Okay.
So her says, and I quote, "My initial idea was to create a Christmas horror movie," Thorne 21 says, the new promotional video, "but instead I made a beautiful ethereal film. It also happens to be what is used to be referenced as X-rated. Her porn, it's called Her and Him, and explores this relationship between a male and female, a fight over dominance, blah, blah, blah." But she says she liked it because it's so different for her because they were, it says, "the process of shooting was quite interesting because we had real life fucking on set, which I'd never had before. It was quite a fun environment," she said. Like, calm down,
quite
environment.
Quite a fun environment. Calm down, quite.
I know. So this isn't the first one star that's done this. Amber Rose, actually. Oh, not Amber Rose. What's her name? Oh, fuck.
Joey Kamoster Murray. Joey Murray Kamoster.
Yes, no. Brooke Candy. She is a rapper and entrepreneur. She also directed a porn on Pornhub, and it's like a new thing. They're like, it's like art films. It's like very like trippy and like arty, but they end up having sex in it. So look for Brooke Candy's porn, and then we'll look for Her and Him from porn directorial debut of Bella Thorne.
Maybe I'll break into the business, but I want you to perform.
I would love to perform. Maybe me and my new date will perform.
Yes, but I want it to be romantic, not like slutty.
Okay, well, we can call it 40-year-old virgin.
Yes, queen.
Cardi B Marie is in the news because she's getting political. She sat down with
a bitch that was like 10 years ago.
That was not. It was published 3 hours ago.
I know, but she did that like 10 years ago. Do you not follow her on Instagram?
Well, it's just hitting the tabloids now.
Cardi
B. No, my friends don't know about it. Cardi B sat down with presidential candidate and hopeful for the 2020 campaign, Bernie Sanders. And she wants to know, right now there's tens of millions of people who are earning to what I consider starvation wages. Can you imagine somebody earning $9 an hour? That's how much I get.
Well, I think in February, they're raising it to 11 an hour minimum wage.
No, it's going to turn to 15.
Oh, yeah, 15. You're right.
So
that would be amazing.
Yeah, but now she's copying me because she knows that I'm a journalist. And now she's sitting down with hard-hitting facts, asking her hopeful, because that's when she wants to win. I don't have anyone. Who is even going to be trying to be president so far? Is it just Bernie Sanders and the Trump?
No, I like that guy. What's that guy?
Bernie Sanders? Oh, no.
No, he's openly gay. And...
Oh, Buttigieg.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think we're ready for a gay president, though.
I do. We have fucking Donald Trump. Are you kidding?
Yeah. He probably gets fingered.
Definitely.
Have you ever had a Russian model strap it on and stick it in his butt?
Yes. Are you kidding?
He got. Do you know that when I was in.
That's like his Friday night.
In Russia, when he got peed on by the models, I went to that hotel. I stayed at that hotel.
Did you meet the model that peed on him?
No. But I peed on the floor just to carry on with the.
You do that everywhere to mark your territory.
I know. So you're going to the movies. I know you're going to a show tonight, but the movies we all know and love. But now everyone's transitioning from, from reboots to scripts. I don't know what I'm saying. Wait.
Say what? Were you trying to make it funny and you fucked
I
up?
I fucked it up. Wait.
Loser.
So right anyway, so everyone's doing their anniversary tours. Beyonce's heading on the road with the girl, the old gals from the Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. Who else? Some Spice Girls are spicing it up around the globe.
Backstreet Boys, Backstreet I'm going to Boys. Tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, the 25th anniversary, let me get my quote, of Friends is happening. And while they're not coming back with a remake of Friends, they are doing, okay, the gang from Friends will gather around Central Park to celebrate the 25th anniversary in a very big way. Fans of the popular series will be able to see the cast in movie theaters for a special screening of 12 iconic episodes over 3 nights this fall. On September 23rd, 28th, and October 2nd, more than 1,000 theaters across the country will feature 4 episodes per night. And they have newly remastered 4K, whatever. They're fancying it up. And there's also unseen footage that you're going to see from the show. So, all things that they – different end alternative endings and things like that. So, it's going to be a little fun thing tonight at the movies if you're a Friends fan. Did you watch Friends?
Yeah, but I wasn't, a diehard.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. So, they've all –
No, I liked it. It was kind of before my time.
Yeah, they had all – so they have all new – new unseen footage. So if you're a fan of Friends, you can, dress up in your Central Perk outfits and go over there and wild out and do you boo. A nurse in Missouri, I forgot to tell you about this. A nurse in Missouri was, she was having sex with a 16-year-old boy over 3 years. And then he finally broke his silence. And then she tried to pay off his car loan with $2,000 for hush money. And he said, F you. Or I think he took the hush money and then he still ratted her out.
Okay. Where do you find this freaking news?
On the web.
The worldwide.
Mm-hmm. And so this is hot off the press because it just was posted 2 minutes ago on her Instagram. And I can confirm here, you heard it here first on kunalcoleman.com. Ashley Graham just announced her pregnancy.
Yes, I saw that. How sweet. I didn't even know she was married.
Me either. I didn't know she had a boyfriend. I didn't know who she was.
No, a husband that she married. She's been with for 10 years and he's so cute.
Oh, well, they do a cute
video.
Did you
see the video?
Yeah, it's a cute video. They're saying, okay, this camera's fine. This camera's fine.
And they're so cute.
Pretending to fight, and then they pan out. And
come down, pan out.
And then the baby bump is revealed.
It's and revealed. She looks great. I think she's so gorgeous.
Did you hear the story about this porn, the most highly rated porn star in history? She only got paid $12,000 over her career.
Oh my God, yes. That hot girl with the glasses and big tits.
So yeah, so she made her, I don't know her name, I can't find it anymore. But
She should be at least $10 million rich.
Well, she was the most downloaded porn star on the internet because she used to do this hijabi porn, which I guess is Muslim. A traditional Muslim head wrap, the scarf over the head. So she would have sex wearing the hijab. Please forgive me. I don't know how to say it. A hijabi.
Thank you so much. Keep going.
And she made her fame like that. But she worked for 3 years and was the most downloaded person. But everyone thinks she had millions of dollars, but she really only made $12,000 just to spread her legs. And I can't believe that, girl.
Insane. So did she just do that in an interview, or how did people
She broke her silence on the web. And she just kind of came forward and said everyone thinks I'm making millions of dollars, but now she can't find a job. That's why she's coming out, because everyone, after she quit porn, she can't get a job anywhere. Poor thing.
What a sin.
Mm-hmm. Well,
any more news?
I think that wraps it up for my celeb gossip I have for this afternoon. Are you in the city?
Going to a meeting, you guys. Sneak peek, I'm going to a Snookini meeting, and we're going to discuss future designs for next summer.
Well, I love that you're in the city. The one time you're in the city and I'm not there.
Sorry, girl.
I'm coming back from the Hamptons today.
You're rich.
But yeah, you seem like you have a lot going on, and I have to get back on my train.
Yes, so we love you guys. Make sure you watch tonight, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation. We are continuing Mike's wedding, and it's going to be hysterical, so make sure you watch. And have a great weekend. We will see you next week, and if anyone's going to the Backstreet Boys, see me there, say hi. And remember, my Snooki Bombs are launching on my website Saturday at 10 a.m.
What yes, website? Bitch. Which
The SnookiChef.com. What other website do I have?
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, girl.
All right, have fun in Hamptons. Bye. Get arrested.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.